the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So school has started this week for many, and I know as we were talking with the children and the teachers, there are worries, right? Many, like they said, will my teacher like me? Will my students like me? Parents are worried. Will my child be able to get off the bus okay? Who will my child sit with at lunch, right? There are all of these worries swimming about. And I don't know, if your family is like my family, most of the worries come before the actual event, right? So you're worried, 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 and then you actually get to school and it's totally fine. But we are so good at looking ahead, aren't we? We're so good at looking ahead and thinking what might happen. And then we worry. And all the while, God is telling us, do not worry. I have given you today, and today is a gift. Stop looking so far ahead and making up all kinds of stories about the bad things that could happen. And know that even if bad things do happen, I go with you. God is pleading with us to hear these words. And yet we pull ourselves down into spirals of worry. But I have to admit that when I read this text, I do get a little defensive of my worries, right? Because maybe not with the things as much. I can say, okay, yeah, you're right about that, God, you're right, I shouldn't worry about stuff so much. But I start thinking about people I love and hard places they're in. And I think, you know what, I am worried about them, and I should be worried about them, and why can't I be worried about them? And I think God gets that. But God also knows that when we get pulled down into this worry, which Corrie Ten Boom says that worry is like a circle of inefficient thoughts swirling around fear. Can you picture it, right? Just this inefficient thoughts swirling around fear. When we get pulled into that, even about people we love, we often miss what really matters. And we miss what God has put in front of us. And we miss seeing the gifts of God and what we might do in this world. And I think in some ways that's the point of this gospel for today. It's about many things. But this gospel is set in a larger context. Jesus is out with the crowds. He's talking to his disciples. And he's saying to his disciples, you know, you're going to need to go out into the world and tell people. And don't worry about what you're going to say. I know you all think you're not going to have the right words, but the Holy Spirit will give you the right words. And then a man stands up. And the man says, hey, Jesus, can you please tell my brother to share my inheritance with me? It's kind of random. Jesus is in the middle of this wonderful speech about who he is and how we should share love with the world, and the guy stands up and asks about the inheritance. Now, it wouldn't have been so odd for a rabbi to be asked this question, because rabbis were people who made those decisions in families. When there were arguments in this day and age, people would go to the rabbi, and he had law. He could do things. But it seems really strange, and I'm sure Jesus is thinking, oh, really? Like, here I am talking about the important things in the world, and you're worried about if you're going to get your half. But how many of us have either seen or been involved in those very arguments? And the man is standing there, and instead of seeing what matters, instead of seeing Jesus right there, he's only worried about his stuff. And he misses the bigger point of who Jesus is and what Jesus can give him. And so Jesus goes on to talk about the birds and the flowers and how they don't do that. And I get a little defensive here again. But I've learned over life, if you get defensive about something, you should probably check why, right? And so I get defensive about this because I think, well, okay, that's fine, God. We're not birds. And we're not flowers. And I love watching the birds. In fact, we were at the beach recently, and I love watching the sandpipers. Does anybody love these guys too? They're the ones that go really fast with the little tiny legs. And they go, the tide goes out, and they run up, and they get the shell, they bury their beak, and then they run back. And they're so fun to watch. And you're right, they don't store up things because they don't have the ability to look forward. They can't say to themselves, well, you know, the tide might not come in tomorrow. and there might be a shortage of shells. So I think I better get a lot today, just in case. Right? We can't do that. Lucky them, anyways, right? But we can. And so we look ahead, and we think of all the things that might go wrong, and how there might not be enough, and how we might not be enough, and how things might not go just the way we planned them. And then we start to worry. And we miss the bigger point of what God has given us. And so as I swirled this around in my head, I was thinking, well, what do we do? Because I know we can say, don't worry. This is one of the most often said things in the Bible, by the way, don't worry, don't be afraid. And we're still going to worry, right? So what do we do? I think one of them is to check ourselves and our expectations. Because part of worry is about our expectations not being met or having expectations that are out of whack sometimes, right? Like, we think we have to live in a certain way because that's what the world expects. And when that doesn't work out, we worry. Or if someone we love gets sick, that's not what we were expecting, right? We were expecting a long, healthy life for this person. And all of a sudden we worry because that's not what we were expecting. So we need to check ourselves. But then I also think we need to ask ourselves in every situation, what matters here? What matters? We worry about so many things in every situation that don't really matter. Have any of you been involved in planning a wedding? Right? Honesty, pastors grit their teeth in weddings so often. Right? And I've done some beautiful weddings for wonderful people in this congregation. But we get so wrapped up. There's a reason there's a Bridezilla show, right? Because we get so wrapped up in all of these things that don't matter. The flowers and the food and the alcohol and the, yeah, whatever. And we forget what matters about that day. One of the most beautiful weddings I've ever been to was in an ICU department of a hospital in which a bride and groom came because the mother was hooked up to machines. And they wanted to say their vows with the mother present, unsure if she would be able to make it to their wedding day. That's what matters. Being there with the person you love. Making commitments. Being in relationship. And we worry about the flowers. What matters in each and every situation? And then I think we ask ourselves to be able to pull ourselves out of ourselves. What can I do in this situation where I'm worried to be helpful and useful? I have a colleague. Her name is Stephanie, and she died this past week in Minneapolis. She had some heart complications. She was young. She has 3 young children. And her congregation is grieving, and her family is grieving. And there are a lot of people worried. Worried about what will happen to the congregation, worried about what will happen to those 3 young children and her husband. And those worries are justified in many ways. But here's the thing, those kids don't need your worries. Those kids need you to be there to support them. And that husband isn't served by our worries. That husband is served by a meal you might bring him, or a call you might make, or a card you might write. And our worries sometimes just pull us down into doing nothing instead of helping us step forward in service. When we are worried, we should ask ourselves, what matters and how can I be of service? What needs to happen here and how can I help? That's what matters. I know it's still really hard because worry and fear are so powerful. And that's why we need each other. And And so we continue to read God's word and sing God's songs, hold one another's hands, and yeah, maybe once in a while tell someone, it's okay, you don't have to worry. And I've often thought in my life, sometimes what helps even more than don't worry is, I know you're worried, but I'm here with you. Right? And that's what we do for one another. And then we trust. We trust in a God who has made a beautiful world for us to live in and be in, and doesn't want us to get stuck in fear and worry. And we trust that God has made enough, that there is enough, that we are enough, and that whatever we go through, God goes with us. And it will be okay. And we do not need to worry, because God has given us grace sufficient for this day.